Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 45 degrees, and it was raining a little earlier, but now the rain has stopped for a few hours. I expect that it's going to rain again before nightfall, and it's going to rain a little bit tomorrow. And we've even had some snow in the hills in Vegas. So we're having winter weather for sure. It's winter time in the desert in Las Vegas. So we are in the middle of winter. And today is the 26th of January, 2021. So we're just getting into the winter weather right now in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is in the desert in Nevada, and that's where the winter weather is kicking in for the winter time. So we can anticipate cold weather, especially at nighttime. They're early in the morning, and then late at night, it gets to be really chilly in Las Vegas. So if you come to Vegas, make sure you wear your long sleeve shirt, your long-sleeve T-shirt, and your sweaters, and your long-sleeve jacket, because it gets cold in Vegas in the wintertime. And I'm telling you from experience, I was homeless in Vegas for a while, and I was out on the street in the middle of the wintertime. And I mean, it got cold. It got down to 15, 20 degrees at night, and I was freezing, except I had about 6 blankets and 2 sleeping bags, so I wasn't really cold. I was well warmed up, plus I had a couple of girls sitting with me in my tent, so I was okay, if you know what I mean. It was always room for one more. Well, I had a good time. But now I'm sitting outside in my patio looking at the moon shining. The sky is dark. The stars are out. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful night in Las Vegas. It's a beautiful day. And we're expecting to have cool weather tonight. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it may even rain later on. So we have to wait and see what's going on. But anyway, that's all I got to tell you about the weather right now Let's get into the show. DJ Papa D, I got a joke for you. There were three guys waiting to be interviewed for a job. And the first guy went in and sat down at the table, and he was talking to the interviewer, and the interviewer said, "This job is an observation position, so tell me something you observe about me." And the guy looked at him, and he said, "You don't have any ears." And the man and the interviewer screamed, and he said, "Get out of here." So he kicked the guy out, and the guy left. Then the interviewer went out to the waiting room and picked up the second guy that was waiting to be interviewed. And he brought him into the interview room, sat him behind the desk, and said, "This job is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me." And the guy looked at him, and he said, "You don't have any ears." And the interviewer screamed again. He said, "Get out of here." And the guy left. But when he went out, he went to talk to the third interviewer, and he told him, he said, "The guy that's interviewing you is kind of sensitive about not having any ears. So if you can help it, don't say anything about him not having any ears, and I think you can get the job." And the guy said, "Man, thank you. I appreciate the heads up. That's good looking out." And he said, "Yeah, man, no problem. If you get the job, then look after me." And the guy said, "Oh, yeah, no problem. I can take care of you if I get hired." He said, "All right, good luck." And he walked off. So then the interviewer walked out to the waiting room, and he got the third interviewer to come out, and he brought him in to the interview room, and he sat him down. He said, "This job is an observation position, so tell me something you observe about me." And the guy looked at him, and he said, "Oh, you wear contact lenses." And the guy said, "Wow, that's amazing. That's the first time anybody ever said that to me. I'm so impressed with you. What made you think of that? How did you even come to that conclusion?" And he said, "Well, I know you can't wear no eyeglasses, because you ain't got no ears to hold your glasses up." Well, that was G Money, the Pimp Comic. That was one of his favorite jokes, everybody. All right, DJ Papa G, it's time for us to take a commercial break. So play one of my favorite songs. Play I'm G Money. And we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York. And he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, "Hey, we want to bet some money." So he bet them that he could throw the ring, and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club, in South Las Vegas on the strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
I would walk around and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, and I got another joke for you. There was a man stranded on a desert island, and he had been on the island for a while. And one day, a woman swam up to the island. She walked up on the shore. She took her oxygen tank off and dropped it on the ground behind her. And then she walked over to the man, and she asked him, when was the last time you had a cigarette? And he said, 11 years ago. And so she unzipped her side pocket on the sleeve of her swimsuit, and she pulled out a pack of cigarettes. And she put the cigarette in her mouth, and she lit it, and then she passed it to him, and he smoked it with pleasure. And then she said, when was the last time you had alcohol? And he said, 11 years ago. And she went in her other sleeve, unzipped it, and pulled out an alcohol flask. And she passed it to him, and he took the top off and took two big swigs and said, boy, that's some good shit. And she said, yeah. So he said, when was the last time you played around? And he said, 11 years ago. And she started unzipping her bodysuit, and she got all the way down to her belly button. And he said, oh, my God, don't tell me you got a set of golf clubs in there. Oh, that was another joke, but Jim, I'm the pimp comic. Okay, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs. Play, say my name. I'm G Money, girl. And we'll be back for more of the show.
I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? I was working at a self-serve gas station, Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch your boots. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
Thank you.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you're enjoying today's radio show. It's an excellent show that we prepared for your listening audience. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. And it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So that's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story. Since you're listening to Gregory's Story, it's time for me to tell you a story. So DJ Papa D, play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I didn't ever fight when I was growing up. Although I used to work out, I had a speed bag in my garage that had a rope tied from the ceiling to the top of the punching bag. Bottom of the punching bag to the floor, I had an elastic rope. So when I punched the bag, it would go zigzag, it'd go back and forth, it'd go side to side, and I had to keep moving to punch it and move, to stick and move like it was a real person moving from side to side. And so I practiced my karate with that. And I took karate in the YMCA I took karate at Chuck Norris's karate studio in Torrance, California. And I even took some classes from my buddy, David Drank, who's a black belt in karate. So I was learning how to fight just in case I had to fight. I wasn't really anticipating having to fight because I'm a peaceful guy. I don't want to fight unless I absolutely have to. So I didn't fight when I was growing up. But it wasn't until I got to the 10th grade that I actually had my first fight. And it was at the end of football practice. I had taken a shower, and I was getting dressed, and I had gotten dressed, and I was sharp because in the 10th grade, I started dressing up to go to school, you know, because my buddy Bernard had told me how to get dressed and how to catch all the girls. So you had to be dressed. You had to be funky fresh. So I learned how to dress from my younger buddy. And this particular day, I had chocolate-covered cords on that were ironed and pressed with creases in the front and the back. And I had a chocolate-covered polo shirt on with three buttons down the front. And they had gold and white stripes on the front of the shirt. But the shirt was the same color as my pants. And then I had some tan-colored leather shoes on, and I had a tan-colored jacket on, and I had a sailor's cap that I used to wear all the time. So I was always draped when I went to school. Well, this year I was a 10th grader, and we had finished JV football practice, I had taken a shower, and I had gotten dressed, and I was in the locker room, and this dude socked me in the back. He hit me for no reason, and I turned around, and I looked at him, and I said, "Man, what did you hit me for?" And he just looked at me with them crazy eyes, you know. And when he walked up on me, he got within arm's distance. I took two. Boom, I hit him a left hook in the jaw and a right jab to the eye. That's right, I took two. And I backed up with my hands in fighting position. And I was like, "Yeah, you want some? Want some? What you want to do? You want some? Want some? Come get some. Bad enough, take some. That's right, that's right. I'm right here. What you want to do?" And he just looked at me. And he turned around and walked away. And he walked away. And I looked at him and I followed him when he walked out the locker room. And I was like, "Okay, I guess he don't want none." Because I'm from 60 Block. We don't bow down, we throw down. And that's what I told you on my last story. I told you my neighborhood went to fight. We didn't bow down. We threw down. So that's what my reputation was. I didn't bow down. I threw down. But this opportunity I had to do any kind of fighting. So I got dressed. I put my helmet and my shoulder pads in my locker, and I closed my locker and walked out the door to the locker room. And I walked outside thinking the guy was going to be waiting for me outside. And I got outside and I looked around and he wasn't nowhere around. So I said, "Oh, well, I guess he didn't really want nothing." But I think he was kind of jealous because I was dressed so nice. And he had raggedy, wrinkled jeans on. He had a wrinkled shirt on. He had some old beat-up tennis shoes on. So he came from a real low-class neighborhood. He wasn't dressing like he came to school. He was dressing real bummy. So I think he thought he was just going to rush me, and he was going to take my lunch money. That's what I think he thought he was going to do. But I surprised him. just because I was dressed up, they thought I was going to bow down. But we don't bow down. We throw down from where I'm from, C-Block. We don't bow down. We throw down. And I let him know. They say, hey, man, you got too close. So I took one to the jaw, and I punched one in the eye. And I was like, you want some? Get some. Bad enough, take some. But he didn't want none. So that was the end of that day.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stewart. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So now it's time for me to talk to the members of my fan club. I have $50 that I'm holding to give away to a fan club member. All you have to do is call the radio station and be caller number 15. And if you call within 5 minutes, you can win $50. So all you have to do is call the radio station and call in within 5 minutes, and you can claim your $50 prize. So DJ Papa D, we're waiting on caller number 15 to win the prize. But in the meantime, play one of my songs. How about playing Family Affair? It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm deep money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him." And I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school. And he ran into the boys' bathroom.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes. Thank you. That's the way love goes.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, I just had a contest for the fan club members, and I was giving away $50 to the 19th caller of my fan club that called into the radio station. But we didn't get a caller again today. So the $50 that I was giving away, I'll have to save it for Thursday and give it away on Thursday's radio show. But today, I want to announce or remind everybody that today is 1 year exactly from the death of Kobe Bryant. He died in a helicopter accident, him and his daughter and 9 other people in a helicopter ride. They were on their way back from some place, and they ran into a mountain, but it was real foggy, so the pilot of the helicopter never saw the mountain, and he should have rose higher than the mountain so he could have went over the mountain. But because it was foggy, he ran into the mountain, and it was too late for him to get out the way. So everybody on the helicopter died. And that was 1 year ago today. We lost Kobe Bryant, number 24, on the Los Angeles Lakers, and his daughter, who was 8 years old, was a basketball star in her own right. So they died along with 9 other people on a helicopter crash. So in memory of Kobe Bryant, we have a clip that we want to play of Kobe Bryant winning the Most Valuable Player Award for the NBA in, what year was that, DJ Papa D? Do you know? Well, he was winning the MVP award, and they're announcing it right now.
Kobe Bryant MVP. How did that sound?
It sounds pretty awesome. It feels great. It feels great. And you know, more so because we all share in this together. And I think that's the greater sense of enjoyment that I get out of it is, you know, all of my teammates, obviously, and us, and the season that we've had, and how well we've played together, and you know, us kind of just enjoying this together.
You said you were nervous as the award was presented to you. Why in the world, given what, I mean, game-winning shots, pressure situations, defensive stops, all the things that you've done, why were you nervous over getting this award?
I don't know. You know, I was nervous. Standing up there, you know, I have my family, my wife, my 2 children sitting there in the front, have my agent, Rob Blinker, sitting there. You know, we've all been together for so many years. And then, you know, to the right, I have all my teammates there. You have Jerry West, the man who brought me here into this league, you know, standing up there in the back and wanting to come and show support. I mean, that's just, I don't know, it made me nervous.
I know you have been genuinely modest about this, but there are a lot of players, including recent former players, a current coach, Byron Scott, who said after playing you late in the season, Kobe's been great, but he is the best teammate he's ever been. And you've said you came to trust teammates more. When did that happen, Kobe? How did that happen? Is that something you decided going into the season?
No, you know, it's something that, you know, we talk about as a group, and the first thing I say to them is, I told them, you guys are ready. They're ready. They've grown into this. You know, this is from them getting in the gym by themselves and working out, working hard, and improving their game. They made me look good. Because by them working hard and doing all the things that they've done, by coming through in clutch situations, making right plays, now people are looking at me like I've done something miraculous when they've done all the work.
It seems like when you were up there and your teammates were on your right, all of them, you seemed so relaxed, joking with them, answering questions in other languages, poking and having fun. Can you sense the difference? Because several of the guys I asked, including Lamar, said, you know, he was so serious 3 years ago that this is a new, not a new person, but a new side, an evolving side. Can you feel that?
This is me. This is how I am. You know, you ask my kids and my wife, this is how I am all the time. You know, I think it's just, you know, we have a team that we all get along. I mean, we all enjoy each other's company. Everybody can just be themselves, and we just laugh, joke, rib each other. It's fun.
That was Kobe Bryant receiving the MVP award for the NBA. And what year was that? Oh, that was probably after they won the NBA championship. He did win 5. So he won 5 NBA championships. And now.
Yeah, he won MVP. He won MVP in the 2007-2008 season.
Okay. 2007-2008 basketball season.
Right.
They won the NBA Finals, too, the championship that year. All right.
Certainly.
And what other sports did you want to play?
Kobe Bryant MVP. How does that sound?
It sounds pretty awesome. It feels great. It feels great. And
I mean, the guy is absolutely amazing any night, but tonight, he's in a world all of his own.
Unbelievable. He is flying in his own solar system tonight, Stu.
Well, he's got this crowd on his feet. We're early in the third.
Fox up top, left side to Derek Fisher inside the shot. He's immediately double-teamed. Kobe wide open again.
Listen to the chant here at Staples Center.
Another three!
Kobe Bryant, guarded by Lepanovich. Shot comes out to set a screen. Kobe around it. Hand on the shot clock. Kobe, studies it.
NBA record!
What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record. Kobe Bryant, guarded by Lepanovich. Shot comes out to set a screen. Kobe around it. Hand on the shot clock. Kobe, studies it.
NBA record!
What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scores from three.
Yeah.
It was always up to Kobe to come back and score, and he did with flair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with a pack. Yes, Kobe scored with a pack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together, and Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would get the ball, and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. And he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, was the player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships, best of the year, most valuable player, 8 years, defensive player of the year, 7 years, the All-Star team, for 18 years, in the NBA, for 21 years. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family the best.
Yep, Kobe Bryant. The memory of Kobe, who died today, 1 year ago today. We want to say memory to Kobe Bryant, a Los Angeles Laker, and his family. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go. I'll see you on Thursday for another radio show. So be careful. Be safe. Go with God. And may God bless you. And now let's pray so that we can get rid of this virus together. DJ Papa D, I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty and DJ Papa D, for helping us with the radio show, being my studio engineer and the things of that sort. So now we're going to pray for everybody around the world. Let's stop the spread of the virus. because it's just taking too many people out. 472,000 people have died because of the coronavirus. All right, DJ Papa D, play my prayer, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday. Be safe, be careful, and have a good day. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.